Well, wouldn't you know it, the CPI print on Friday, June 10th was 8.6%. That's the official inflation rate in the United States. And guess what? The real rate may be quite a bit higher. Some say 15 to 20%. Don't you think you need to be smarter with your money? You need it to grow, not shrink. You need financial freedom, not debt. Start a gold IRA with Noble Gold right now, and you'll be safe. With gold, you shield your gains from taxes, you keep the real value of your money, and you own a global asset, something tangible. And this month, for every cash deal above $20,000, you'll get an incredible 3-ounce silver American Virtue coin completely free as a thank you. You can't go wrong by being smart with the money you have. So give Noble Gold a try. You can call them at 877-646-5347 now. Or to find out more, visit noblegoldinvestments.com.
We're already at the same crisis level as we were in September of 2008. Right now, we've got mortgage bonds defaulting. We've got delinquencies. We've got defaults on mortgages. We've got foreclosures happening, and it's not in the news, because Wall Street has a different agenda right now. And I'll tell you what I believe the agenda is, Sean, and it's ugly.
Hey friends, Sean from SGT Report here. Thank you so very much for tuning in. That was the one and only Jim Willey. This is one man who does not mince words. Before we start, just a quick word about our sponsor. Is every dip an opportunity? Well, when it comes to Bitcoin, that might be the case. If you look back 10 years, the trajectory is up. My Digital Money is here to give you the facts about crypto. Billionaires celebrate dips. When Bitcoin dipped, it was institutional investors and billionaires that were buying. And that's why they're billionaires. Cryptocurrency's volatility is as great as its potential. When you're ready to invest in crypto, My Digital Money is here. Whether you want to open a crypto IRA or trade in cash, My Digital Money is a US-based crypto company that will answer your call. And they won't force you to listen to a 10-minute automated message. My Digital Money will be there to help you every step of the ups and downs. Every dip is an opportunity for gains. You can call them at 833-636-2008 or visit them directly at mydigitalmoney.com. Hey friends, Sean from SGT Report here. Thank you so very much for tuning in as I'm recording this interview with my friend Jim Willey from golden-jackass.com. The Fed has just hiked rates by the most in 28 years, 75 basis points. Friends, I was reading an article yesterday, and I wish I had it in front of me, but if memory serves, for every 50 basis point rate hike, the interest payment on the debt, the U.S. debt, goes up $1 trillion per year. These people are going to destroy everything, and they're doing it on purpose. Why didn't the Fed hike rates several years ago? Why all of this now, as inflation is running 15 to 20%? The official rate is 8.6%. That's nonsense. It's going to get worse before it gets better. Japanese bond futures suffer biggest rout since 2013, triggering circuit breakers after Soros-style bets build. So now the sharks are going after the yen. They're going to bring down Japan. They're going to bring down everything, friends. And they're going to try to usher in their great reset. Jim Willey joins me right now. Jim, how are you, sir?
I'm doing very strange. Thanks for asking. Living in surreal times, dealing with my own constant barrage. But I'm able to do work as therapy, which is really quite interesting. I love to do my work. I love to correspond with clients. I often learn from them. And dealing with a lot here, but you know, the Fed did try to raise rates back in 2015. They called it the tightening. And it didn't go well. They gave up on the tightening about 2 years into it, not quite 2 years into it, but 2017 early. They quit because they were wrecking the stock market and they were causing tremendous damage to the bond market, all financial markets. But We'll get to this. There's a lot happening. You cite Japan. I think Japan is being punished right now because they don't want to raise rates. Let me give you a quick background story. This was about 2008. I had an argument, a constructive argument with the mentor of The Voice. And he was a German industrialist, an executive. Okay, this German fellow said the European Central Bank is not going to go back down toward zero because it's insane, makes no sense. And the Germans are sensible and the Europeans are sensible. And I said, wait till the rate is so different. The differential is so different that the euro is going to rise. You're going to have a higher interest rate than the United States. So your arbitrage will be working on your bonds to lift the euro currency, and you're going to be punished with your export trade. He said, I don't think so. 9 months later, he agreed. Yes, it happened. Credit to you, Jim Willey. Okay. What's happening now is Japan refuses to raise rates. And I think they're wise. The Fed is stupid to raise rates. And here's why. I'll put it in a nutshell, Sean. What we've got now is not a monetary inflation problem. There's not too much money floating around, which is pushing up prices. We got the opposite, something that most of the years of my adult life, we've never had. We've got a supply shortage. We've got obstruction to the supply chain. It's from sabotage. It's from COVID restrictions. It's from economic lockdown. It's from sabotage from the Biden show to divert natural gas from the Colonial Pipeline, diverting U.S. strategic oil reserves to France, even to China. Okay, we've got now a supply chain obstruction that is not from a monetary excess. The monetary stimulus that we saw a year ago, 2 years ago, under the COVID stimulus, that was nothing more than huge trillion-dollar welfare to the big banks that did not end up going into the economy, did not end up going into business loans, did not end up going into new company startups, new product lines. They did a trickle, little drops of temptation, and really quite disgusting. The personal, household protection. Anyway, the PPP program, you know, the drops in the bucket. I didn't get a dime. My bank said to me, sir, our quota has run out. We don't have 3,000 for you. I said, what? Yeah, and he said, yeah, the quota. We had a quota. I said, why is there a quota? And he said, I don't know. That's the way it is. Sorry. Anyway, we don't have a problem where households are getting too much income to push prices up. Everybody's got money, so everyone's going out to buy a second car or second house. Or a room addition, or an extra air conditioner. No, that's not the way it is at all. What we need right now is not a rate hike to quell inflation. What we need is stimulus for the supply chain, and we're not getting it. We're not getting it at all.
Well, it's going to get worse too. Yeah, I know, and it's going to get worse too, Jim. Let me show you this. It all ties in together. You mentioned sabotage. How about this headline? Another U.S. food processing plant erupts in flames. They're burning down the infrastructure for the food supply in the United States, but it gets better. How about this headline? Thousands of Sydney homes plunged into darkness as Aussie price cap policy sparks energy shortage. So amidst inflation and soaring energy prices, these criminal governments will attempt to implement price controls. And what happens then? You don't get any energy at all.
Rationing.
Stand by. Here's what Biden's plan is. Biden sends threat letters to big oil. Help ease the Putin price hike or face our tools. Okay, what happens when you do that? Look at the folks in Sydney. Thousands of homes plunged into darkness. This demon Democrat, this imposter president, on day one, killed the Keystone Pipeline. On day two, he terminated oil and gas leases on national land. This demonic demon at the White House, this illegitimate puppet president, a tool of the Rothschilds, is destroying this nation on purpose. And we, the people, know it, but I don't know what we can do about it. You know, sans impeachment, which is exactly what should happen. Here's the point, Jim. They're doing all of this on purpose. And I'll play one more soundbite and then I'll shut up. Let me show you this. Again, more absolute nonsense from these demonic Biden Democrats. This is what the demonic Democrats have to say.
And so the challenge is now that we're moving from denial to actually just trying to disengage the public from understanding the values of solar energy, the values of wind energy, the benefits of clean energy. We have to get tighter. We have to get better at communicating. And frankly, the tech companies have to stop allowing specific individuals over and over again to spread disinformation. That's what the fossil fuel companies pay for. That's what folks who make money out of fossil fuels and don't make money and don't care about saving consumers' costs. That's what they do. We have to be smarter than that. And we need the tech companies to really jump in.
So they're calling for censorship as they continue to spread their lies about the green energy transition. We can see what happens when we don't have access to fossil fuels, to energy, as they usher in their UN Agenda 2030 dreams. That means none of us own anything and we'll be happy, Jim. These people are so demonic. I don't have any other words for it. They're demonic. They're traitors. And that's what we're up against.
Well, you use the word demonic and I often use the word satanic. It's much the same thing, but my word is stronger. The green energy is sabotage because, first of all, the green energy transition cannot happen fast enough in order to make it a seamless transition for the economy without damage. Second of all, there's nowhere near the capacity for green energy. Okay, I'll give you one example that stuck out in my mind very sharply. Germany disabled their nuclear plants and they want to go green. Well, that's nice, but are you prepared for an economic collapse? Well, that's what they're dealing with now. Then they turned off Nord Stream 1, which was a natural gas source from Russia, while they were arguing over the license for Nord Stream 2. So now you got a 50% decline in natural gas supply to the largest economic engine in Europe, which is the German economy. This is sabotage, Sean. I agree. I use the word sabotage. And let me say something about the food plants. Okay, the good side, there is a little bit of a good side, not much. The good side is that there are thousands of large food processing plants in the United States, and we've seen 80 to 100 or more destroyed. The bad side is that they're not being protected. Homeland Security is not involved in protection or enforcement or investigation. I'd like to point out that intrepid individual citizens might do well to be on the alert, be vigilant in the middle of the night and look for beams coming down from the sky that start fires at these plants. Yeah, I'm talking about a certain type of weapon. Yeah, that's what I'm talking about. And I'd rather be a little bit vague on that, but a beam coming down to start. Look, they had those beams starting fires in California 2 years ago. But let me just say that anybody who talks about DEW ends up getting killed. Okay, so let's leave that alone. And I'd like to point out that Thomas Vilsack was executed. I went to grade school with him. He was in my brother's class. He was the Secretary of Agriculture for Obama and the Biden Show, which I refuse to call an administration. I went to movies and Pittsburgh Pirate games with Thomas Vilsack, and he was defiant until the end and said there are too many fat people in the United States. We need to cut down on the food. Anything to serve the agenda for President Biden, which he, I guess, regarded as legitimate. Okay, it's disgusting. We've got a sabotage of the supply system. That is what we need to focus on. We need to reinvigorate the supply chain. I'm talking about lumber, plastic pipe, food products. Let me say something that's a bit bold, Sean. It's not so much a forecast as it is an interpretation. We've got a situation now where the dollar is in its sunset. And because I want to leave out something, I'll just say it. We've got a U.S. government debt default. We are in the process of a treasury bond default and liquidation and interest rate swap derivative liquidation. We are now dealing with a treasury bond default and U.S. government default on our debt. And it's not being talked about. And it's being exhibited in a multinational sanction of the United States that's contributing to our supply chain problem. We're raising interest rates in order to satisfy a ruse that the dollar is still valid, that the dollar has support now through a higher interest rate. When country after country are refusing to export to the United States, and what do these countries have in common? They are the BRICS nation group that are expanding. Brazil, Russia, India, China, South Africa. Iran has joined that. And my funny little thing is I call it the BRICS, double I. But now Saudi has applied for membership. And if Saudi does, UAE will also. They're joined at the hip. Also, Argentina has applied. And these were not invited. They asked to be integrated. They knocked on the door. So Brazil is a neighbor of Argentina. Now, let me make a very big, important point. Okay, not only do we have a debt default and all these countries are banning exports to the United States, they don't want the treasury dollar. They don't want the treasury bill. They don't want the treasury-backed dollar. They don't want it. It's not valid. It's going to be defaulted upon. There's going to be a haircut. These BRICS nations are expanding. And they're joining with what's called the SCO nation, Shanghai Co-op Organization. It's the former Soviet republics joining with China and a few other nations back over 15 years ago. It was originally for cultural exchange and security, but a number of trade deals have come about with the nations as part of SCO. So what I'm calling now is the BRICS slash SCO. The BRICS nations and the SCO organization are forming the core of what appears to be soon forming the Eurasian trade zone. I've run this by some smart colleagues. We're all in agreement. The prize is Germany and Western Europe, and the cabal in Davos would rather see those nations destroyed for their economies rather than join the BRICS and SCO form nucleus that will become the Eurasian trade zone. Now, I said a month ago, Germany is going to have a very difficult decision. Do they continue? Well, they're going to say we. Do we continue, the Germans say, with the Russian energy cutoff? Or do we part ways with the Davos cabal Anglo-Americans and join forces in commerce with the Russians? Now, the most recent is Uniper and RWE. Those are two German companies that just set up Gazprom accounts, Gazprom bank accounts, in order to pay for Gazprom gas. Now, this is very important.
In rubles.
This is very important because right around May 1st, the end of April, I did a report and there were 12 European companies that had Gazprom bank accounts. By June 1, the end of May, it was 120.
Can I interject? No, you're on the target here. You're right over the target. And I want to get back to the debt default in a second. I want to ask you about mortgage-backed securities. But you make a very important point, and it's the point I was just making at the show open. We have an imposter puppet president that no one on this planet respects, least of all Americans. We know this was a stolen election. And what did this demon do? What did his demonic, satanic administration try to do? Well, they tried to punish Putin and Russia with sanctions. That crashed the ruble for about 3 days. And ever since, the world has been telling this demonic administration that they prefer rubles and Putin to the dollar and Biden. Although the dollar has actually been the best of the worst. Frankly, the dollar has showed a lot of strength, but not as much strength as the ruble. So everything this demon president has done has backfired. And the whole world is pointing a finger at Biden, not Putin. They're embracing Putin. They're embracing the ruble. Your point is well made.
Biden was not welcome at an Arab meeting in Saudi Arabia. Biden was not welcome at a conference of, I think, the Organization of American States or something related to that. A recent Latin American conference basically said, Biden, don't come. Too many people don't want to talk to you.
Yeah, how about this latest Conference of Americas? The Conference of Americas, the Mexican president didn't show up. He said, no, thanks.
No, that's what I'm talking about. The Conference of the Americas, okay, Organization of American States is maybe an older name for the group, but yeah, this, what's his name? Obrador, the Mexican, when was the last time the Mexican president called down the United States on a fraudulent, improper, unethical war? Whoa, we're being called down by Mexico now. This is amazing. Amazing. Okay. You know, there are many points to make that I think are very important right now. The Germans and the Europeans are selling treasury bonds in order to buy rubles by way of euros. Now, you said the dollar is doing well, but I got to maybe clarify. I don't want to disagree. I want to clarify on that point. The Europeans are selling treasury bonds in order to obtain rubles by way of euros. And the Gazprom banks in Europe are accepting euros. And there's a lot of different changing moving parts on this. And I don't have all the latest information, but a couple of weeks ago, the Gazprom banks were accepting euros. Now, I don't know what is going on. There's a compromise with the unelected Brussels Economic Commission idiots, the fascists, unelected. But the dollar is being sold off. Japan is selling off the treasury bond. That's been going on for over a year. Now, when you say the dollar is strong, you're probably looking at the dollar index, the USDX. And I just checked it before we went on, and it's at 105.6. Whereas on April 1st, 2 months ago, it was 98.5. And I mean, I get into arguments with smart clients and other analysts say, Jim, the dollar is going to go to hell. And I say, well, it's going to go down. What do you mean by it's going to go down, go to hell? Well, it's going to go down versus everything else. I said, no, it's not. The dollar index is 50% or more euro. So if the dollar goes down in the index, it means the euro is going up. I think what's happening now, Sean, is that we've got all the Forex currencies going down versus products and services. Mm-hmm. And it's coming across as price inflation on everything under the sun. You want to buy something, it costs more because all the currencies are being devalued and the banksters are making certain that the gold price doesn't benefit from that because they have cut off gold as being a currency. They have cut off gold as being a refuge. Yeah. They've got a permanent wet blanket on that that's going to break. And I don't know how long it's going to take, but it's going to break. I don't want to say soon, but before too long, it's going to break.
Well, silver too. Yeah.
Silver too. Yeah.
It begs the question, how long can this charade go on when the whole world must know? If I can see it and you can see it, we know what the bankers are doing to suppress the prices of these metals every single day. How has this not broken by now? And by the way, you want to talk about salt in the ointment to add injury to insult. Amidst this rampant inflation, the two hedges of protection that should be saving people from this inflation are gold and silver. and they've not benefited at all. In fact, the prices have gone down, especially silver. Amidst all this inflation, we've watched silver go from 30 to 21. It's okay. Such bullshit.
Sean, the last time I did a string of interviews, I don't know if I covered this with you 2 months ago, but Russia put a 5,000 ruble peg on a gram of gold.
Yes.
And that means right now, with the 56 ruble per dollar, it's going up, up, up. The ruble is going up, up, up. That translates to about a $2,750 price of gold in Russia. So you're focusing on the Western gold price. And I'm not sure that's the best way to look at this. I'm not going to say it's the wrong thing to do. I'm saying there's two gold prices, one in the East and one in the West. In the West, it's totally suppressed. The London and New York, LBMA and COMEX are totally suppressing it. They're using naked shorts. They print new money. And with the funny money, they sell down gold with naked shorts. There's nothing legitimate to it. And now the arbitrage is, this is getting quite interesting about gold. Very, very interesting. The gold price right now is about 1820. And in Russia, it's almost 2800. Furthermore, the GLD price, the gold exchange traded fund, that's showing itself as a paper product, not a metal product, because it's not at 182. It's not one-tenth the gold price. It's at 170. So you have proof of breakdown in the gold market by first a disconnect between GLD and the gold price, and second, the huge arbitrage between the 2800 Russian gold price and the 1800 Western, New York, London gold price. This is going to break. And I've been not exactly joking, but I've been speculating that there are going to be some Russian oligarchs who have London bank accounts, and they're going to buy gold in London, and they're going to sell it in Russia, and they're going to ramp it up. But we haven't seen evidence of that yet. I think what we're likely to see is the dollar will go up, up, up and vanish, which is something I've been saying for 6 years. And in the meantime, the U.S. government debt is going to be recognized as having defaulted.
Yep.
And we got a sanction going on. It's international. Who's doing the sanction? All of the BRICS nations joined with SCO. I call it the BRICS Union with a SCO security blanket. It's going to become the Eurasian trade zone. Now, I've mentioned this before. I'm going to mention it again. The Davos crowd would rather have economic suicide for Germany rather than having them join with Russian tight commerce. So I just communicated with a German client today. It's unbelievable. He said their mainstream news talks about the nobility of the Ukraine war and climate change. And they deny that the German economy is on the verge of collapse. That's the German press. This one client has told me that for the last 3 years, the top news story in German press has been climate change.
Yeah.
This is absolutely obscene. And I told him, I think it'll be the industrial captains, like executive, not just the president, but the vice president, the whole crew, at BMW, at Daimler Benz, at Audi, at BASF, the chemical company, at Tyson Krupps, which is a conglomerate kind of like General Electric. They make escalators and elevators and a lot of other things. These executives in the German companies are going to tell their government, we're not really eager to commit suicide. We've already shut down a third of our plants. We don't want to shut them all down. We don't want to go bankrupt. We don't want our stock to go to zero. What the hell are you doing?
Friends, thanks so much for tuning in to SGT Report. This is a good time for a quick word about our sponsor. Well, wouldn't you know it, the CPI print on Friday, June 10th was 8.6%. That's the official inflation rate in the United States. And guess what? The real rate may be quite a bit higher. Some say 15 to 20%. Don't you think you need to be smarter with your money? You need it to grow, not shrink. You need financial freedom, not debt. Start a gold IRA with Noble Gold right now, and you'll be safe. And this month, for every cash deal above $20,000, you'll get an incredible 3-ounce silver American Virtue coin completely free as a thank you. You can't go wrong by being smart with the money you have. So give Noble Gold a try. You can call them at 877-646-5347 now. Or to find out more, visit noblegoldinvestments.com. Yeah, no, you're right. You know, I had a conversation with Tom Luongo, and he made the point that there is a sense of self-preservation amongst some of these CEOs that don't want to go along with the Davos suicide plan, because you're right, that's what it is. And I don't know if you recall, but there was a Project Veritas undercover video report where one of these young, probably attractive Project Veritas journalists went out to dinner with somebody from CNN. I think he was a producer. And he admitted that the next wave of fear mongering, you know, on the agenda for CNN after the COVID fear mongering and the vaccine and all that would be climate change. So we know what they're trying to shove down the throats of those of us who live in the West, and it's all in service of United Nations Agenda 2030 policies. Now, with that all said, I want to ask you something. I'm not sure what's going to happen with the real estate market moving forward. It doesn't look good because as they've raised these rates, we've watched the 30-year mortgage interest rate over the past several months go from 3% to over 6%. Now, I'm not sure how many speculators out there have 5/1 arms or 7/1 arms. Those are adjustable rate mortgages, friends. But any of those people that have those products are doomed right now. And I don't know how they're going to liquidate those homes, those investment properties, when now the interest rate is soaring and that limits the pool of buyers. So with that said, let me show you this, Jim, and let me remind the audience of what happened in 2008. The last time there was a crisis, Lehman Brothers was deeply invested in mortgage-backed securities, and that's what led to the doom of Lehman Brothers in 2008. Well, friends, just the other day, mortgage-backed securities went no bid, and I'll quote from this article by Lewis Barnes, during the last 44 years, my days have begun and ended with the mortgage market. Four painful moments stand out. Today makes five, as mortgage-backed securities went no bid. How bad is this going to get, Jim?
We're already at the same crisis level as we were in September of 2008. Right now, we've got mortgage bonds defaulting. We've got delinquencies. We've got defaults on mortgages. We got foreclosures happening, and it's not in the news, because Wall Street has a different agenda right now. And I'll tell you what I believe the agenda is, Sean, and it's ugly. I told clients for the last year, consult sessions, I do 2 or 3 a week, and they're really quite interesting, fun, and enlightening. I learn, and you know, they ask questions, and I learn also. I told, don't invest 6 months ago, 8 months ago, 10 months ago, 4 months ago, don't invest your extra money in a property, in a residential property, in a, you know, a commercial, like a 4-unit building. Don't do it. Because rates are going to rise and you're going to be left no bid. You're going to be left in a situation where you think it's worth a lot of money and you can't sell it. And then you realize, oh my gosh, it's worth 30% less than I thought. But here's the ugly part, Sean. I think there is a very big movement by BlackRock and Vanguard to buy up foreclosed properties.
There is.
And
by the way, they have, I didn't know this. Do you know that BlackRock under Larry Fink invented this robot, this AI robot called Aladdin? And Aladdin has out-traded every human trader for the past 2 decades. So what has BlackRock done? They've gotten rid of their human traders, and it's all in the hands of AI. And what is the AI robot doing now? Buying up properties. So it's World Economic Forum. You'll own nothing and be happy garbage. And it's all in the hands of an AI robot in BlackRock.
There's more to this. It's what I call the cabal backfire. Ukraine was a backfire in that they got their pockets picked by Putin, by the Russian military. There was a raid on all the money center banks that were doing trafficking and money laundering. I was saying for the last month, don't let this $40 billion US government package go through, because it's going to be diverted and end up with the Davos crowd to, how you say, replenish their bank accounts. I heard it today from, I can't even remember the source. I know it was. I heard it from one of my colleagues. I got two or three really smart colleagues. And he said to me in an email, Jim, the $40 billion, part of it was diverted to re-liquefy BlackRock because they're in a very serious liquidity crisis.
How could they be? How could they be? They have $20 trillion. They own most of the world's assets.
That's asset. How's the cash flow working on that? Not very good. Those are assets. And it's like saying asset rich, cash poor. Well, sell some of your assets. And they can't. To whom? They've been buying. They've been exhausting their cash flow and liquidity. And now they're in a position where there's a credit crisis nationally, a liquidity crisis with the biggest banks. And I believe Bank of America is in bankruptcy. I'm told that they went into bankruptcy in March and it's been kept quiet. Whoa. Okay, so the biggest financial corporations are in a liquidity crisis. And notice that Evergrande is back in the news. What is this, the fourth time they've defaulted and gone bankrupt? Or is it the fifth time? Okay, I know it goes in stages, but why is Evergrande in trouble at the same time Bank of America is in trouble, at the same time rumors that BlackRock is in liquidity crisis? Okay, I'm going to just point out my little theory. I like my theories. I put them on the wall and I wait for them to be tested by time and events. I believe the $40 billion was marked funds and Davos diverted them. It didn't go to Ukraine. It's a quarter of the GDP for Ukraine. It's a $160 billion economy. What on earth are they doing with such a large bailout stimulus relief package? I believe the funds were diverted to the Davos managers and they're marked and they're going to be tracked. And I believe this is a sting operation. That could be really ripe. Let's just wait and let it unfold. Now,
but a sting operation run by who? Because we have a demonic administration that is in the hands of, well, everybody at this point. I mean, they bow down to China. I mean, it's so corrupt. The entire administration is corrupt. But, you know, who could possibly be running a sting operation? I mean, it's this administration and the Democrats that authorized the $40 billion for Ukraine.
The answer is difficult, and a lot of people don't agree with me, but I don't really care. But I believe the White Alliance, special forces, of the best element of the U.S. military, which is somewhere between 40% and 70% of the military being good, full of integrity, they're working their butts off analyzing the Snowden data, the Assange data, the McAfee data, and never leave out the Qingpei data.
Yeah, let me say something real quick. In support of what you're saying, and let's not get too deep into the weeds here with the speculation, but I'm going to post below this video the latest information from Ben Fulford, who makes a very, very strong case for essentially what you're saying, which is there is an alliance around the world that is very much against these Rothschild, Rockefeller, satanic bankers. And there is an actual war happening. And Ben Fulford, in his latest, did not mince words. He said if these people do not surrender, they will be, in his words, assassinated. So you have people really using strong language at this point, because those of us who are awake know war is being waged against us. So I just wanted to add that in support of what you're trying to say.
Every deep source I have, every military source I have, every financial source I have indicates that mass arrests are happening. A fellow, I can't remember his first name, his last name is Strait. He just came out with a video in support of the White Alliance and the tribunals and the arrest warrants. They're now issuing kill arrest warrants. They're not really looking to put them in handcuffs and cart them away. They're looking to knock on the door, identify the person, and shoot them dead. That's what's going on now with some of the elites. And the fact that there was an emergency $40 billion Ukraine relief package that was hustled through the Congress despite opposition tells me that the Davos billionaires are desperate. Now, furthermore, why would they have a meeting in Geneva where they convened not just the Davos World Economic Forum, but also the WHO, World Health Organization, or World Harm Organization, whatever you prefer? Why did they do an emergency meeting where everybody who you might consider to be a target of opportunity was located at the same conference in Geneva? That's desperation. And Fulford reported a couple of weeks ago that there were some arrests that took place right in the middle of the conference. And I like to point out, Sean, that the Swiss government and the Swiss police authorities are at risk right now, because they use their own police and their own, let's say, hired security to protect the periphery, the exits, the entrance and exits, the boundaries of that conference. And there were some reporters who were denied entrance, obviously, but why would they concentrate all these targets at the same place unless they're desperate? Okay, their whole vaccine is being exposed as genocide. Their whole virus plan, story, narrative is being exposed as a hoax.
Correct.
They're losing ground. They're having their assets sacked. They had their Ukraine cash flow raided. They had their pockets picked. So they put through a desperate $40 billion package. They had a desperate conference in Geneva. These people are on the run and they're hiding. I got very interesting word. This is about 6 months ago. There are underground passageways under Geneva, under Lake Geneva, that are waterways, and they can accommodate a submarine. I'm talking like 50 meters in diameter. And in Switzerland, these passageways go all the way to the Atlantic Ocean. That's part of the Swiss Davos getaway route. It's not just underground tunnels. These people, they could show up in 2 days at the tip of South America, heading toward at Antarctica. They've got access routes, but what's going to bring them down, Sean, is they're going to run out of money.
Let me just say this, for those who think that sounds preposterous, I just want to remind folks that Ghislaine Maxwell could operate submarines. She had a submarine pilot's license. So some of what you're saying sounds a little preposterous, but we live in a world that is truly science fiction. I mean, I actually think that we're all sort of plugged into the Matrix.
Surreal.
We're all like Neo in the Matrix. And many of our friends, neighbors, and colleagues, they can't unplug. They can't pull that thing out of their neck. They can't unplug from the Matrix. Some of them don't want to. Some of them want to stay plugged into the Matrix.
Sean, it's a fascinating study. To kind of categorize people. And I use some, like a family, a couple of family members. My older brother is a pro Biden guy. Unbelievable. I cut off contact with him over 2 years ago. I've had no contact with my brother for over 2 years. He's 2 years older. We were like twins growing up. I got no more use for him. And just like who was it? McElhaney. Oh gosh, what her name? The White House spokesman for President Trump, McElhaney, something McElhaney, very, very attractive lady. She was asked, why don't you take questions from the press corps? This was a long time ago. This was, after the election, but before the fake inauguration. And she gave, McElhaney gave a great answer. I do not have discussions or conversations with those involved with insurrection. And neither do I. So I've cut off my brother. I don't have any contact with him. Okay. You can categorize people. You can study them. But I think there's a very big phenomenon going on. Some people call it, mass formation, the formation of opinions that are adopted and accepted by the public. I don't believe that a whole lot. I believe that there is a general gullibility where people will believe the mass news, the mainstream news. They'll believe the New York Times. I got two old college roommates, and they believe the New York Times, and I've broken off with them too. I'm breaking off with people who are involved with insurrection and pro-COVID virus bullshit. I don't want to have anything to do with them. Now, those people, there are many different types. My sister, for instance, she knows the vaccine's deadly. She knows the virus story and the lockdowns are improper. She knows it's a hoax. She knows the lockdown is stupid. You don't lock down healthy people. It's the first quarantine in human history of healthy people. By the way, the word quarantine comes from 40. It's 40. Back in the Venetian days in Venice, they had the plague. So in order to enter the port, you had to go through 40 days of staying on your ship before you were permitted to come onto land. 40 days, quarantine, 40 in Spanish. People have a hard time admitting, I got fooled. So they'll double down. Oh, no, I don't believe that. And they'll buy a stupid argument like, say, the Omicron variant. And they'll double down and triple down on the monkey pox stupidity. Omicron is no worse than a common cold. Monkey pox is absurd. I think Biden obtained monkey pox from rear-ending Kamala Harris. Not sure. It's a theory, and it bears experimentation. A lot of people are stuck with the psychological warfare. They think like this, and I know a couple of people like this. I can't imagine that our leaders are that corrupt and that evil. I can't imagine that child trafficking and ritual kills are that prevalent. I can't imagine that there's that much fraud in the bond market. You say half the treasury bonds are fraudulent with double serial numbers? Yeah. I can't imagine that Building 7 went down to cover that up. I can't imagine that we have so many U.S. government officials and California government officials on the take. I've got one source in California, and he told me, I contacted the lieutenant governor after Governor Newsom was arrested in late January for killing and torturing children. And this source said to me, I contacted the lieutenant governor and said, have a press conference. Be honest about what's going on with Governor Newsom. And the lieutenant governor said, no, I will not. Are you crazy? I get $50 million a year from the Chinese Communist Party. I'm not going to go against that. Are you crazy? Okay. A lot of people find that very difficult to believe and to swallow. They find it difficult to believe that the minister, what do you call it, the director of the water department, I don't know what they call it, minister of water, the health, the top water commissioner, that might be it, for California. He directed the entire water melt into the ocean.
Yeah, no, that's true. That's okay. True. They also won't approve any desalination plants. I mean, they're going to starve us out. It's a geoengineered drought of the entire west of the United States. On top of that, now they're killing the food supply chain. They're going to cause famine if they can. So I pray that Ben Fulford is right and these people are rounded up and arrested, because that's the only thing that stops this at this point, Jim.
They can't do cherry picking of the arrests. They've got to do mass arrests.
Yeah.
There was a dispute that was reported regarding some of the top generals in discussions with the planning group, whether it includes Trump or not. And they were saying, you can't do cherry picking. You need to arrest at least 100 in the Congress and have them missing. And yeah, it'll be a news story. They're trying to avoid news stories in order to try to avoid civil strife and race riots and food riots. And it's not going to be avoidable. So you better get on with it. Okay. I'd like to just say this. Every single smart colleague and source I have agrees with this. California is being sabotaged. The food system there, the food production is being sabotaged. They're trying to ruin the state in order to facilitate Chinese colonization. They're trying to get people to move out. I know people who moved to Utah. They got neighbors from California. I know people in Austin, Texas. They got neighbors from California. I got a client in Montana. They got neighbors from California. I got clients in Oregon. They got neighbors from California. There's a big exodus going on. It's illegal to gather water. What the hell is going on? Okay, this is sabotage.
It is. It's United Nations Agenda 2030 policies being carried out by demonic Democrats and some Republicans like Liz Cheney. She's all for it.
Yeah.
Adam Kissinger. These people, traitors to the people, traitors to the Constitution, traitors to the sovereignty of the United States, period.
Yes. And not just in the Congress and in the government, I mean, state government too. There are hundreds of corporate executives who are involved with the Chinese Communist Party. Okay, I got word today from one of my military sources, and it's Dr. Phoenix. I call him Dr. Phoenix. And he said that there are 2,000 corporate executives. And that goes down the ladder. I mean, my old company, Digital Equipment, we had 29 vice presidents. I mean, it's just big. Okay, so every big company has 15, 20 or more vice presidents. There are 2,000 executives in U.S. corporations who are receiving Chinese Communist Party bribery. And Ching Pei, okay, it's not in the news much. Ching Pei defected about a year or a year and a half ago. I don't remember exactly. I think it was early 2021 or late 2020. No, I can't remember. Anyway, the highest ranking defector from the Chinese military came with about 20 terabytes. That's like 200 million pages of data. And it's loaded with names, accounts, activity, movement of money, etc., of the traitors who are in the U.S. government, state governments, and U.S. corporations. Never leave out U.S. corporations, because I think they include some of the military contractors. Harken back, 1993, the first year of Bill Clinton, his administration, the Sandia Labs controversy. They left the door open and the F-16 schematics went to China. And 3 years later, they're building aircraft, fighter jet aircraft, different markings, same design. Okay, we've got treason that goes way back. And a lot of that Sandia Labs evidence went up in smoke in 1995 at the Murrah building in Oklahoma City. It all ties in. They do a really good cover up. By the way, I should mention there are three different things that were hidden in Oklahoma City at the Murrah building. One was the criminal espionage data regarding the military. Another one was Fannie Mae mortgage bond fraud. And a third one was something very unusual, Agent Orange, evidence toward soldier lawsuits. It all went up in smoke. And if you believe the fertilizer story, damn, you're stupid.
Oh, yeah. Timothy McVeigh all by himself.
They killed him.
It's exactly like World Trade Center 7. You mentioned that earlier, the bond fraud. all of it up in smoke at 5:20 in the afternoon. And Jane Stanley predicted the collapse of that building 10 minutes before it collapsed. There it was standing behind her as she reported live on the BBC. Details are sketchy, Jane Stanley said, but the Solomon Brothers building has collapsed. Nope. It was smoldering there behind her. 10 minutes later, the building comes down at free fall speed. The mainstream horror media silent for decades.
Sean, let me add one little thing. It's back in history from 63. The Australian news networks reported the assassination of Kennedy 15 minutes before it occurred.
I've heard that.
That was confirmed by older Australian clients of mine.
It's just unbelievable.
It's right in front of your face.
Yep.
Okay, so there's a lot of denial. You can go back to the different types of people. My father had a different attitude. He said, Jim, if this were true, then people would come forward and tell us about it. I said, they did, and they were killed, and you missed that also.
Yep.
Well, if they were killed, we'd hear about it. I said, you did. It's called the Clinton Foundation murders, and you don't believe it. It's all in front of your face, Dad, and you don't see anything.
Yeah, the Clinton body count. There was just another one, too. Somebody else tied to the Clintons just recently. Suicided with two shots to the back of the head, I think, if memory serves.
I love it. I love two shots. The second is to make sure. This was a guy who ushered people to Epstein's Island Clinton friends. Okay, we're being taken for a ride. The news is, you know, a lot of people think, gosh, the news is a impenetrable fortress. No. No, CNN has lost over 80% of its viewing audience. And I reason that translates into lost revenue, which therefore requires new revenue in replacement. And I believe it's coming from narcotics, Langley. I believe the last shall be first, Sean. I don't mind making outrageous forecasts. You got to give them time. But I've been told by military sources that there are at least two or three CNN vice presidents who've been replaced. So it's going to be a slow, gradual change. And there's going to be a new movement. Which mainstream news organizations are going to be the first to flip and work toward reality, honesty, truth, and integrity? Because the last ones will be destroyed as corporations.
Well, from your lips to God's ears, I hope so. These people all deserve to be destroyed. I mean, CNN already has no viewers. Fox News, by the way, won't mention 2000 Mules, the documentary. Not even Tucker Carlson will mention that movie. So I don't know what's going on in this world. But as LT says over at And We Know, it's one of my favorite Bible passages. I'll share it now as we wrap this up. For nothing is secret that shall not be made manifest, neither anything hid that shall not be known and come abroad. I don't know who does the voiceover for And We Know, but that guy has a great voice as he reads that. And, you know, as it relates to the Clintons and the Clinton body count and everything we've talked about in this interview, I think that that Bible verse is spot on for those of us who can think and see, eyes to see, ears to hear. It's all coming out. For nothing is secret that shall not be made manifest, neither anything hid that shall not be known and come abroad.
Sean, I focus on how. I'm a very pragmatic fellow. I hear something and I say, well, it sounds good. How's it going to happen? Okay, that's really good information, 2000 Mules. Very good information, the video by David Martin in Canada. How does it now make an effect? What court? Where does it go? Well, let me say something about the how. It's not going to be the where, because that was what court, where. The how has to do with no policy options. The Fed, whether it's run by Wall Street or not, I think it is, they have no monetary policy options. They raise interest rates, they're going to cause big problems, and they're going to have to stop their raising of rates, their rate hikes. They're going to have to stop. They're going to have to stop or else they're going to destroy the stock market. We have no policy options on the foreign front. By sanctioning Russia, we forced them into the hands of China, and now they've formed the solid core of the BRICS with the SCO security blanket. We have no policy options with foreign leaders. They don't want to meet with Biden. We have no political options left. We have no credibility of the Biden show. Their television sets are now discovered. There's one in an underground in Langley. There's one at Fort McPherson in Atlanta. And there's another one, I believe it's Culver City in California. And now we've got a flip. It's slow in happening, but Jeffrey Bezos of Amazon fame, he owns a Washington Post. Washington Post is now beginning, it's slow. They're beginning to point out that Ukraine is not going well. I mean, they pointed out so many times that they've revealed these flagrant propaganda items that Russia's on the defensive, Russia's, you know, hunkering down in the Donbass and the eastern provinces of Ukraine. No, they're not. They're surrounding the remaining Ukraine military and killing 1,000 a day. 1,000 a day. In late May, it was reported that, not in the news, that in reality, which is never on the news, in reality, the Ukraine military, by means of Azovs, surrendered. There's almost nothing left to fight in Ukraine. Of course, there's a little cleanup. Of course, there's some enclave. Of course, there's an old factory with tunnels underneath. But they're running. The joke, this is a reality, but it's ugly and a joke. In the tunnel systems, there's less food than there is shit piling up.
Hey, Jim.
So they're coming out.
Well, Jim, let's do this. I don't know that we have any brilliant calls to action at this point, other than people should prepare for food shortages. I think that's really important. This inflation thing, I'm not sure how it's going to be brought under control or if it can be brought under control. Silver certainly hasn't been the hedge of protection it ought to be. So I guess I would ask you, as we part ways here, do you have any intelligent calls to action? What can people do? I mean, the standard stuff is prep. Yeah, get some food supplies ready. The advice up to this point has been, you know, buy physical silver and buy some gold. That hasn't worked very well. Crypto's crashing. I mean, it just seems like the whole system is going to come down by design. And by design, they want to leave us all broke and starving.
Get your money out of the big banks. I got another story today. $300,000 account was stolen by Wells Fargo. I had a story a month and a half ago, 2 months ago, $37,000 check was deposited at Bank of America and did not end up going into my client's friend's account. Get your money out of the big banks. Stick with the regional banks, the credit unions. Try to buy silver wherever you can. Look for XRP and XLM, the cryptos. They're going to be survivors. They're going to thrive. And I think silver is still a great investment if you can find it. I do consult sessions, and one of the common questions is, where should I put my money? I like silver. What is the best place to go and buy silver? And I've got answers for that. So sign up for the newsletter, golden-jackass.com. Sign up for a consult session. There are various really good ways of buying silver. I'm not going to give it away, Sean. I got a newsletter. I'm trying to survive too. I've got a lot of bills and a lot of emergency costs, and it's crazy. But golden-jackass.com. I've got the newsletter for subscriptions. I've got the consult button. I've also got sponsor button. That got used twice in the last week. It just gives me a tremendous lift to see a sponsor button hit. That's for $1,000 grant for helping me out. There are things to do to invest in. I do not favor going into property. Yeah, they're going to try to crash everything, but they're not going to succeed. They're going to crash a lot of things, and they're not going to succeed in crashing everything. So you have to ask, which one will they fail? They will fail with gold, silver, XRP, XLM, and some exchange traded funds that deal primarily with silver.
All right. Well, there you have it, folks. I guess if you want to learn more, or if you want to get in touch with the gym directly, you guys can sign up at golden-jackass.com. I hope this hasn't been too much of a downer for listeners, but this is the reality. This is the real news we just covered here in this interview, Jim. And I think it's really important because people are not going to be told the truth by the likes of CNBC, CNN, etc. And that's why people should tune in for real news every single day at sgtreport.com, the antidote to corporate propaganda. Our guest has been Jim Willey. Jim, thank you, sir.
It's a pleasure being on. I'm starting to lose faith in Zero Hedge, by the way.
Yeah, me too. I've made that point recently. It seems they've been corporatized. Well, guys, well, again,
they've got a lot of editors, and they don't. And I think that they make compromises in order not to get hacked.
Yeah, I think that's true.
Okay. Thanks for having me on, Sean.
Yeah, my pleasure. And friends, I'll remind you again, for real news every single day, hit us up for free directly every single day at sgtreport.com, the antidote to corporate propaganda and Mockingbird mainstream media lies. God bless you and your family. Bye-bye.
You don't have any answer in the Bible what to do when humans are no longer useful to the economy.
I have heard him many times before in short clips. And to me, he comes across as borderline psychiatric patient. And he is living a very dangerous life because he's spitting at all world religions, gods, Muhammad's, and so on. And eventually someone will stand up using his or her free will and kill him, you know.